A South Sudanese community group on the outskirts of Melbourne is using theatre to try to counter some of the difficulties its members are experiencing in Australia. And that includes tackling the media's portrayal of the crimes committed by some young African Australians. Our reporter Connie Aegis went along to one of the performances.
At the foot of the Dandenong Ranges, 30 kilometres from Melbourne CBD, a South Sudanese community group is putting on a theatre show.
African gangs?
Yes.
Again?
Yes.
Again?
Yes.
All money. But it's still the media talking about our youth African gangs.
It's called South Sudan Voice, and Malwal Dang is one of the actors. He was separated from his family when he was 9 after the start of Sudan's civil war.
The challenges facing my community, there is a gap. Many young Africans who born in refugee camps and some are born here missing some culture thing. And the parents are struggling to understand why their kids.
Malwal Dang says this dialogue theatre production is about bridging the generational gap within the South Sudanese community and improving cultural awareness.
To engage in dialogue, to understand each other, how they can work alongside to help young South Sudanese or African in general. And I believe since we start dialogue theatre, we learn a lot from young people, mainstream Australian. It's a positive thing, and young people, they never have opportunity to challenge the parents or to ask them in a positive way how, you know, how they feel or how they need or what kind of support they really want.
Asunta Dane is Malwal's sister. She was separated from her family at 14, forced into the army, and eventually fled to a refugee camp in Kenya before settling in Australia. South Sudan Voice has given her an opportunity to express herself.
I have to do something to other people to raise my voice because I'm being considered myself as Australian, with my children, to be treated fairly, like Australian. As a mother, I need a way how to work together with Australian society, not because to come to blame one another.
Asunta Dang admits that there are problems in her community, but says they can be solved.
If the Australian society, if they don't mind, help me and show me the way to be fit in. I didn't deny it. We have a problem because we don't know the solution and we are looking for a solution. That is why we did this dialogue theater, and I learned a lot. And they give me more courage, and I need Society of Australia to open the door to me.
The production opens up at the end to allow migrants to share their experiences.
I was feeling everything you were going through, having come to Australia as a teenager. Myself from Lebanon, and it was a war-torn country as well. I suppose I just want to say to all of you that you are not alone, and that we have all been on that journey.
23-year-old Achol, who is part of the production, says dialogue theatre isn't just about the migrant experience. It highlights how the media coverage of her community is creating division within South Sudanese families.
Just a lack of acceptance. Being accepted in society, being accepted in our own families, and just having that level of understanding between a child and their parent. I feel like we don't have that kind of understanding. And there are a number of reasons for that. Some of the things that the media put out there, our parents, they're going to believe that all of the kids are doing that. That is the root of destroying a child. You are destroying your own child. They're going to do things that they would have never done.
23-year-old Achol ending that report from Connie Aegis.